Are we good?
Hello?
Council meeting to order for the March 13th, and what I'd like to do is have, Mr. Fletcher, where's our Marine?
Yes, sir.
I'd love for you to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, sir.
All right. Stand and face the flag, please. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Okay, council roll call, please, Veronica.
Carl Davis.
Here.
Eric Wayne.
Here.
Here. Robert McDonald.
Here.
Mario Munoz.
Here.
Greg Ratz.
Here.
Dale Sleffner.
Here.
And Chase DeCruzian.
He's on his way.
We have one.
Yes, thank you. That's music to my ears. We're the guest here today of Mr. Scott McKee, who's the American Legion Commander. And to introduce you officially and let you say a few words, we'll ask Mario, member Mario Munoz, to do that for us. Mario?
Scott McKee, okay, the mighty 131 commander, please. We would like to welcome you to our little humble post. We may be small, but we're mighty. And to that little post, we've been in Santa Ana for 100 years. We used to be on 7th Street in Birch. Unfortunately, back in 81, our original post burned down. We moved in here in 1985, and we've been going all the time. This used to be the American Legion Newport Beach post, even though we don't have any ocean. We had over 1,000 members at the height of our existence. If you weren't a member of the American Legion Post in Santa Ana, you couldn't get city jobs or anything like that. This post has a very varied history, some good, and a lot of good, and some bad, and a lot of bad. But that's the way things happen in life, right? It has survived not only this Friday, the 15th of March, will be the 100th anniversary of the American Legion Caucus in Paris, France, where the Doughboys got together to create the American Legion. So we are the original American Legion. This is our first commander, Dr. John Worley. And here I'm up here. I've been here a little while. We're doing all we can to keep up with taking care of our veterans in Santa Ana. Like I said, we're small, we're mighty. We have 188 members on the books for the American Legion. The Veterans of Foreign Wars meets here. They wanted to have a combat veterans, even though VFW's been around since 1899. They wanted to have a Veterans of Foreign Wars group meet here. So they've been with us since 1989. I was the commander of the VFW a couple of times. I was district commander of the VFW. On the Legion side, I was the department service officer until last June. For the whole state of California. I resolved veterans claims in the LA regional office for Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego, and 9 major hospitals and clinics. So now I'm out in the field working at my post and still keeping in touch with the veterans. Also, in this little post, also meets the Sons and Daughters of Union Veterans. I'm a member of that organization. It's hereditary, like Sons of the American, Daughters of the American Revolution. You have to prove you had somebody who fought the Civil War out of the Union side of the military. So we're not controversial. Also, who also means here is we'll be here tonight, and we're quite competitive for parking spots. So the National Varmint Hunters, which is a national organization, they go out and they kind of cull the herd of coyotes, feral pigs, and all that stuff. They're a great group of men and women who love going, and they meet here, and they love our cooking. We're having tonight Irish stew. This is an Irish mother. I am Scotch-Irish. My family came out of Scotland and was forced into Belfast and came to the United States. So we're having Irish stew this Saturday. We're having corned beef and cabbage, which is quite awesome. And then the following week, when the Sons and Daughters Union Veterans meet, we're having shepherd's pie. You're always welcome to come here. We have a wonderful bar. We call it the Bunker, 131. As you can see, the door, it was a vault. This used to be a furry. And the very past that may not be very good, after the furrier closed, it became an escort service and got raided by the Santa Ana PD. Then it became a transmission service, and then in 85, we bought the facility and been here ever since. Trying to keep up with the place, we do the best we can. Another group that meets here that we're very proud of is the Tustin Young Marines. He has a group of young, well, I don't want to call them children. They're on their way to becoming men and women, age 8 to 18. And they meet here the second and fourth. So if you have kids or grandkids, get them over here. Great, wonderful, their commanding officer, Gunny Sergeant Raymond Williams is their commanding officer. And they do a lot of work around here, and they help us out the best they can. But make yourself at home. Dinner tonight is $10. We got great prices, from everything Irish to everything English to everything American. So enjoy yourself. The most important thing to remind you is there's a restroom there, and there's one around the corner on the other side of the kitchen. Those are the two most important rooms in the building. So we took care of the programs for Santa Ana, and to remind, after we had spoken with the mayor, what was it, about a year ago, this November, we are only the only veterans hall in the county seat in the city of Santa Ana. So we own the building, we own the property, and we're going to stay here as long as we can. If we hit the big lottery, or I do, we're buying a bigger building. Again, welcome, and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, hold on a second. Any questions or any comments for Scott? You were thorough. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
I just heard the possibility.
Yeah. Okay, don't burn a stew. Next up, Mr. Lair Pierce. That's going to be you. Would you introduce him, please?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Mr. Lair Pierce. He's with the Cadiz Water Project, and we've been communicating over the last couple of years, and it looks like it's going to happen. And if it happens, he wants to help some veterans, so I'll give it to you, sir. Thank you
very much. I'll be quick, because he says something about tight parking and varmint hunters, so I think I need to get on my way and open up as parking spaces.
I'm just worried about the varmints are in too.
I'm looking for the
Irish too, if they're like that. Thank you very much for having me. My dad was a career Navy, and I grew up in a Navy family, and I have a great deal of respect for the armed forces and the men and women who serve with them, so it's a real honor for me to be here tonight. I'm probably the first guy who's ever come and talked to you about water supply, I guess, because it's probably pretty far from what your
in 7 years.
Normal agenda is.
In 7 years, yeah.
But, you know, if you think about it, you know, first of all, water projects, Sacramento's will create a lot of jobs, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but all the work that you do, all the good work you do would be forgot if we didn't have a good water supply because the economy would crash and nobody had any money to do anything with, and it would be pretty miserable. So we work pretty hard to keep the water supply up. If you don't know how it works in Orange County, under us right now is a very large aquifer underneath the north part of the county. And the cities in the north county can get up to typically about 35% of their water out of the aquifer, and they bring the rest in from the Colorado River or the Sacramento Delta. In the south county, anywhere south of Lake Forest, there is no local water at all. So where I live, where Greg lives, 100% of the water is imported from the Colorado River or Sacramento. Governor Newsom said in his state speech that with the crisis of water supply that we have in California, we've got to move from an either-or type of thinking to a yes-and kind of thinking. And that's where the Cadiz Water Project comes in. Cadiz is a little town in the middle of nowhere. It's right between East Nowhere, which is Barstow, West Nowhere is Barstow, East Nowhere is Needles, and Cadiz is right there in the middle between them. And underneath that is a huge aquifer that holds as much water as the Reed, which is the largest reservoir in America, and that much water is underneath the Mojave. What we propose to do is bring in enough water to serve 400,000 people a year, all their water needs. And we're supposed to do that for 15 years, and when we're done, we will drain that aquifer by less than 5%. That's how much water is out there. We've been at it for about 10 years, working through the approval process, and we're getting pretty close. There was a 10,000 plus page EIR. There were 12 lawsuits. We won all 12 of them. You know, we're working our way through the regulatory process. We're getting close. When our approvals are done, and we start construction, the Cadiz project is going to generate and support about 6,000 jobs. These will be jobs, we have to drill the well field, we have to build a water treatment plant, operations buildings, we have to do some improvements to the railroad that's next door to us, we've got to build some pump stations, and big ones, we have to build a 43-mile pipeline from Cadiz to the Colorado River Aqueduct, which will then put the water into it, and that'll bring the water to Southern California. So that's about 6,000 jobs, and Cadiz has pledged to fill at least 10% of those jobs with veterans. So we are very anxious to get started. Most of these are high-paying jobs, the kind of jobs that support families. A lot of them are union construction jobs, and, so it's not flipping burgers. So the reason I'm here is because we still need to build up support. We still have some hurdles to go through. Any big project like this attracts opposition from no growth type of people, and we've got a lot of that. So we are always building our support base. We have support from federal, state, and local officials, like Councilmember Rass. We have unions behind us. We have business groups behind us. We have thousands of residents in Southern California who want a more secure water supply supporting the project. And we really appreciate getting support from the veterans here in Orange County, where the project really generated from out of Orange County, and about 20% of the water will come to Orange County, and that's what will go to other counties. So we started here asking you if we could get your support, and I have with me a suggested motion, a suggested letter, and the other thing that we're asking is if we can get introductions through you to similar organizations in other Southern California counties, because I would really like to have a very strong base of veterans groups as our supporters. I think it gives us a ton of credibility when we go up to Sacramento, when we go to the Metropolitan Board. So I'm here to answer any questions that you have and to make those two asks of you.
Does anyone have any questions?
You said 10 years you've been in the, so how much, we're getting very close. I know Senator Feinstein was kind of against this thing. Is she still holding you guys back?
She will go to the grave opposed to this project. There is nothing we can do or say. No appeasing that we can do, no concessions we can make. She just identifies with the Mojave Desert, and she just thinks that all of the work that we've done in the EIR and the four cases don't mean anything. She just doesn't trust us. Part of it's personal. I'm not going to explain that publicly, but I talked to you about it. Part of it is just an old grudge. So, I was at a hearing this morning, and a couple of people from environmental groups came and spoke against the project, and a lot of people from business and labor and all came and spoke for the project. And that's just typically how it goes in California. They want us to be able to guarantee that absolutely nothing is ever going to be harmed ever by the project. And what we want to do is have a management and monitoring and mitigation plan in place that gives us an early warning if anything is not as we expect it to be, so that we can manage it and not hurt anything. So that's our plan. What they want us to do is basically not turn a shovel of dirt until we can guarantee nothing will ever happen anymore. And you just can't do that.
Some about those turtles, right?
We don't have any of them near us, but yeah, that's kind of what you have to look out.
I'm sorry, it's a desert tortoise, but yeah.
This water is so far underground, no animals ever get to it. And what's weird is it migrates a little bit further down to these, and it turns super, super salty and evaporates out from these dry lakes. So nobody ever uses this water. It doesn't go in any creek or river or serve any town. It just rain falls up in the mountain and percolates down. Creates the aquifer, it migrates over years and years, gets to the dry lakes, evaporates, and is gone. So we just want to tap a little bit of it
before
and bring it into Southern California. I can leave these samples with you.
With Veronica. Would you? Thank you. Any questions from the audience? Anything? Hey, thank you very kindly for your time.
I
appreciate it.
Thanks.
Right. Thank you for thinking of us better.
My space for all
right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You bet.
Because there's other people out there that we should be kind of looking at, too. The toll roads and mosquitoes and all that kind of stuff. There's some stuff that needs better. That could use it. All right. Very good. Thank you. Now it's time for our public comments. Let's see. The sheets are over there. Well, no longer. They're in my hands. Let me read my little disclaimer. This agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker's request form identifying the items and deposit in the box on the chairman's desk or with Ms. Veronica. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record. Address the council as a whole through the chairman. Comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. All right. First up is Mr. Jose Rivera. How many times are you going to sign these, man? You want to talk twice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Chip, you must have worked for a politician.
Yeah. He's got two hats.
Okay.
So I'll go first one with the Congressman's office. Thank you, Council Chairman. So I wanted to announce that Congressman Crail will be having a few events here in the near future that are related to veterans. First one, March 29th,
6.
My better remember the time. Congressman Crow will be recognizing and honoring Vietnam veterans, a variety of actually the service members that served during the Vietnam conflict. They will be honoring living veterans, individuals that survived the war, then later on we'll be honoring the families of them. We'll be honoring the families of individuals that were killed in action in Vietnam. We actually have a good number of them. And there's a few little surprises for the Vietnam veterans as well. So we're encouraging anybody and everybody to come out and if they're Vietnam veterans, to let the office know. And then the rest of the community come out and welcome them home. That's one of the things that the Congressman's been doing with Vietnam veterans. We had one last year. We actually had two last year, and they were pretty amazing. This year, we're going to try to, since we honored a good number of living veterans, we're going to continue to do that one as well, but we're going to focus a little bit more on the ones that didn't make it or have passed since their service. So once again, March 29th, Friday, which is National Veterans Vietnam Veterans Day. So we'll be holding it there, and then which kind of segue to another event. Last year, or 2 years ago, Congressman Correa introduced H.R. 4946, which was to name a post office in Orange, the city of Orange, off Tustin Avenue, 1075 North Tustin Avenue, in the city of Orange. It passed the House, passed the Senate, and it was signed by President Trump. And that's actually a pretty big accomplishment for a freshman congressman in the minority. So we got that bill introduced, and so this post office is going to be named on April 24th, right? We're going to have the ceremony April 24th at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be in the morning, but we encourage everybody and anybody to come out. It's going to be named after Specialist Trevor A. Winnay. Specialist Winnay enlisted in the United States Army in 2002, served as a fueler out of Fort Lewis, was due to go to Korea, and he said, no, I'm going to go with my unit to Kuwait. A few months later, he sustained some injuries from a roadside bomb. A few days later, he succumbed to his injuries and he died. His family is still in Orange. They're a big part of the community, a big part of the individuals that lowered the flag on Wednesdays in the city of Orange. I'm not sure if anybody's aware of that. Yeah. That is it. So March 24th, 10 o'clock at the post office on North Tustin in Orange. Yes?
April 24th.
Yeah, thank you. April 24th.
Can you spell it last
night? You did that because you wanted me to pay attention to that.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you. Winnay is capital W I N apostrophe capital E. The origin of that name, I do not know. I think
looks
it's
like one of me.
Yes.
If you want to, I made copies of this for all of our members. If you want to pass them out, since you're giving the presentation on it.
Thank you.
We're kind of out of line here a little bit because it's public comments. So. Go ahead.
And then just to finish off on the congressman side, congressman introduced H.R. 6041, which is a bill that actually addresses the American Legion. It's going to allow the American Legion to designate the dates and times. So presently, the American Legion will only admit individuals that served during a period of war, right? And if you're not within those periods of war, if you're in the gaps, they won't allow you. They won't allow you to be part of that. Yes.
I thought the American Legion was just those who honorably served VFW's war veterans. No.
Maybe.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. We can get that squared away with Mr. McKee here.
Okay.
So that's what's being done, and then also H.R. 712, VA Medical Cannabis Research Act. Congressman is asking the VA to start clinical trials on cannabis to see if there's any kind of use for cannabis for individuals that are suffering for pain or PTSD. I think it's very, very far away from that, but that's all I have at this time for that.
Okay, you got another one now?
Yes, I do.
All right, so your second half. Should split them up with nobody else.
If I can pull this up. All right, thank you. All right, Thursday, March 21st at 6 o'clock, the BBN, the Veterans Business Network, Southern California, will host, will have their March mixer. It's going to be 5:30 to 8 at the... Marconi's in Huntington Beach. I'm sorry, Romano's. Yes, Romano's at Huntington Beach. In Huntington Beach. That's all.
Thank you. Any other comments? Public comments? Hearing none, public comments are closed. Just for the record, doing public comments, we don't ask questions or anything. I mean, I made a mistake there, but we're not supposed to. That's right. Do a public comment. Any other time we can do it. But that's okay. The problem right there. Okay? Anyway, no problem. We got that squared away. Moving right along, Executive Committee report. Do you have any comments for
no,
the
sir.
Executive Committee?
Okay. I have.
But I do.
Good.
We, in your package, I put together a. There, as you very well know, a couple weeks ago, or at the beginning of the month, February, we had the breakfast briefing with the legislators, and we had two articles that came out. Cal State Fullerton has published something, and the Association of California Cities. What I thought was pretty neat when the Association of California Cities, and those that would like to get a copy, I have them over there on the table. But Disneyland last week gave $5 million to 5 million big ones to the Orange County Housing Trust for vets, excuse me, for homelessness and for homeless vets. And I was pretty pleased because the key people from Disneyland called me and said they wanted me to put it out on Facebook, and I said, as long as it says veterans in it, and they came back with a copy and with a statement, a heading for me to use that had veterans in it. So veterans will be part of that. The trust will have monies, thanks to the Orange County Business Council and a few other groups, the trust will have monies so that those individuals that are trying to build some housing or help with some housing or apartments and those kinds of things, they can get some help from the trust to continue building it and get some help from them to put funds. And then, of course, the other thing is you've got your communications chair, a big smile on the face that made the program there, too. So with the Orange County Veterans Legislative Breakfast. So I wanted to make sure you got that. Then Cal State Fullerton, a week before, put one out, and I made a copy of that one also for you.
Very good.
So we've done it. And to top it off, in the Times OC on Sunday, down in your neighborhood.
All right.
Down in your neighborhood, they did a nice, big, gigantic story.
Yeah.
On Laguna Hills Mayor, honored for his service in the Army at age 59.
Oh, yes.
Mr.
Dory Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to pass that down to Mr. F.U.C.
Yes, a good friend of mine. He joined the Army at age 50-something.
59.
59.
Yeah. So, and for those of you that didn't hear it last week, or last meeting, I'll say it again. We have out of the 34 municipalities, we have 16 cities that have veterans
on the council,
on the city council, and we have 6 that are mayors. And of those mayors, one is a female veteran. We have 2 female veterans that are on the city councils. So that's kind of pretty impressive. In fact, we've got three city councils that have two veterans on.
Right.
So I think we pass it out, but I'm going to put that information up on the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council.
Can you get one mayor on the Veterans Advisory Council?
I wonder who that is.
I don't know.
Okay, we've got to find that out. That's a story.
Yeah.
That's a story.
That's for the newspapers.
Yeah, we can find it out. But the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council Facebook page is up and running. And so we will take some of these things and start putting them up. But I just wanted you to at least have that. And then the last and final thing, this was given to you, and you should have in your packet a flow chart, if you will, or an organizational chart that tells you who we are, what we are with the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, from the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and then the County Executive Officer, then the Director of Orange County Resources, then and there's a stranger on there. Oh, she's back there. Doggone it, we haven't seen her since last year.
I know, she doesn't love us anymore.
Yeah, well, we got to do something bad so she'll show up, okay? We have to do something bad so she'll show
right,
up.
Right, right.
Okay, so Renee Ramirez, and then Eddie Falcon, and then, of course, so it just gives you an idea how we're laid out and played with and stand in with the community, okay?
Okay.
Count. Other than that, that's kind of all I have. Oh, we got one other piece for the action item. I thought we mentioned that last. Didn't we vote on that last month? The action item? Okay. Well, we have an action item that comes up every year that's in regards to discussion and approval events to be submitted to the county events calendar for Board of Supervisors approval. So when we are involved with something that involves the county, we need to make sure that we get the information approved through Veronica, who will pass it on up to Renee and whatever else we need to do, the county council. All right? So I need to get a...
I will move that item.
I need a second.
Can we have... I'll second. Oh.
Then we have discussion.
Now we got discussion.
Yeah, we can discuss.
Relax there. Relax there. I'll handle this, man.
Okay.
Now we got discussion.
We need events to approve.
Beg your pardon?
We need events to approve. Do you have any events available to be approved today?
No.
Okay. Well, you will have other opportunities throughout the year to bring it back to the council.
Okay, so basically this side, Chase, you're up here.
We'll make it.
There's a chair over in the corner. There's a chair in the corner.
All right, I'm late.
I'm sorry, Veronica.
Yeah, I.
Hold on, let me explain it to me. What am I? Wait. What am I missing here?
So, as a council, any event that the council partakes in, whether it be sponsoring or not sponsoring, whether it be using the county logo or not, has to be placed on the county events calendar and approved by the Board of Supervisors. So you would bring those events to a meeting where everyone would vote on it, and then we would take it back to the Board of Supervisors. They would approve it, and then it would be placed on the events calendar.
As an example, if we every year we have participated with Supervisor Bartlett's program down and for veterans at Saddleback College. So we need to get that information and bring it to the council, vote on, and then set it up to...
Correct.
Okay.
If it's a duplicate event, like that would be a duplicate. It's on the OCCS Community Services calendar. So it would be a duplicate. It would not submit it forward because it's
okay.
Already...
Okay. So if it's a new one.
So she means duplicate because they probably already had it approved by the supervisors, because we as county agencies have to follow the same process.
So we have to look at their calendar, see what's already.
You can approve whatever you want, and then we'll do that check and balance to make sure that it's not already on the calendar.
Okay. Do we have a list of the two or three or four items that we automatically have that are duplicate? Do we have that? I mean, because usually the ones we want to do the Lisa Bartlett one, we do the fair, the Veterans Day.
It's submitted every May to the supervisors for approval.
Okay.
So we have this month to package that.
Oh, so it has to be done, packaged, and done by May.
No, it has to be done at this meeting to be packaged by our office for submittal and approval in May. There's several steps involved.
Okay, gotcha.
My question is it everybody that has to go, or is it individually if we go?
If the office wants to sponsor.
County seal. Got it. Okay.
No, the event too. In other words,
right, right, yeah.
So we need to go back and look at the ones we've done that have been duplicated already and get it in.
You should put everything in.
Okay.
And people decide if something right. has been
done. Okay. Is everybody totally confused?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
What?
All right. So yes. There's your discussion. Is there anything? Any more discussion?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, sure. Sure. Does that include the joint meeting with the Los Angeles Veteran Advisory Commission? Does that require approval also?
That's.
It would be better to put it on there to ensure that it's taken care of.
Okay.
Because it is outside the bylaws.
It needs to be done today.
The submittal was supposed to be approved by the council today. Yes.
Let's. We got to vote on it anyway, so we're going to do it. But why don't we do this? Why don't we get a list? If you've got an idea, why don't we get a list and get it to the events chair so we can come up with something and lay it out so we can send it in as a group? Okay?
We have to call a special meeting chair to vote on it.
It has to be voted at a meeting.
The council has to vote on the submittal to be given to OCCS, our office, for processing.
Okay.
It's the middle of the world's first trial. Jesus.
I'm sorry, I came in at the end of this, but so if we have a meeting around the county in any other location, that has to be approved?
I think what it says in the beginning, I have to look at the back of the bylaws, but I think it does say within Orange County.
So the meeting that we're going to have at the Huntington Beach Public Library, the Central Library on
May 8th? Is that Orange County? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that okay then?
Orange County. Huntington's in Orange County.
Your jurisdiction is all Orange County.
Let's do it this way, if it's okay. If you have an event that we need to be involved with, and we need to get it to Chase, so that when we have the meeting, next meeting, we can get together and we can vote on it, get it up so we can get it to them so they can pass it. That way it gets time for us to do it. Okay?
I think I hear she's saying that we have to do it this meeting. Right.
Yeah, well, let's put it this
or
way.
Or a special meeting, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we may have to call a special meeting to do it or something. Yeah. I mean, it just to do it right now is kind of crazy.
I know, I hear it.
Okay.
All right.
What's the latest that we can do this, though?
Well,
we'll get you the exact date that we were. I think it is prior to the next meeting.
And we'd have to have quorum.
Yeah.
You're right. In order to give you quorum.
Must sound like happy hour to me.
Yeah, I guess. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and make it official and vote on it, and then and vote your choice, and then we'll get together and come up with a special meeting to go over it. But still get your information to Chase so that we can get it all together. So, that work?
Can you do it via phone, or do you got to be in person?
It
has to be a Brown Act meeting.
It has to be a Brown Act meeting. Okay. All right.
So we have to do public comment. We have to do the whole thing.
You need to be on for that too. Yeah. All right. So we may be having a meeting at your place to do this.
Whatever you want.
Okay. We may that'll serve two purposes. All right. All right. So this is the way it is. You know what the item is. It's discussion and approval of events to be submitted to the county events calendar for the Board of Supervisors' approval. We are going to look at the events that we want to do, and we will still get the information to Chase within the next week of what events we want to do so we can do it. Then we will call a special meeting and get together and vote on it. And it has to be, like I said, a Brown Act meeting. Does that all work?
At a date to be determined.
Date to be determined. All right? Okay. All right. Hearing no more discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Any abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Moving right along. The Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative Update. Chase.
At the collaborative meeting that we held at UCI, we had 100 and some odd people. Attendance. That was our quarterly meeting. It was on the 6th, I think.
6th of the week.
supporting the suicide discussion that Benton Knapp had arranged with the gentleman.
Dr. Carl Andrew from the University of Alabama.
Yeah, from the University of Alabama. So Richard Beam's presentation was actually very supportive. And he disclosed publicly the suicide of his brother and the impact that had on his family and on himself. It was very impactful, particularly in terms of the discussion we were having about prevention of suicide among veterans. So the working groups were presented, and a number of sign-ups were made during that period of time. There's been some change of chairmen and co-chairmen for some of the working groups. There are 10 working groups within the collaborative, but it's obviously the collaborative is an established part of the community today. There's 103 or 4 or something public and private agencies represented. And they're probably, it'd be nice to see what that number turns out to be, but I'll bet there are 30 or 40, maybe even 50 agencies represented in the meeting, which is a significant improvement. So other than that, I don't have any other report on the activities of the collaborative at this time.
Chase, one additional minute. Jeff Vallon's announced at the...
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Yes. Jeff Pagano is now the coordinator, a paid coordinator to the collaborative as an employee of UCI. And now that I think about it, thanks, Dan. There was a couple of other events. There's on our event calendar, which I assume is going to be published on the, well, I'll discuss that when we get to the events. So that's all I have.
It's on the website.
Okay, thank you, Chase. Next up is our Orange County Veterans Service Office update, Erica Ensley.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
The Council, Orange County Veterans Service Office for the month of February had an opportunity to serve 851 veterans, 14 of which took place at one of our three outstation locations, Los Alamitos, Saddleback, and Twin Hills. We filed 1,223 claims for veterans and their families, had an opportunity to process 16 college papers, as well as 233 DMV verifications. Our current wait times for the office is about 94 minutes. Also had an opportunity to answer and respond to 64 emails. Mm-hmm. 787 phone calls. In addition to that, a question came in about eligibility to serve on the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council. So we were able to validate everybody on the board. The county council has confirmed that everybody currently appointed to the board are eligible to serve on the current bylaws.
Yes, I had a question. The number of claims this year versus last year is down. Not by much, but the wait time is significantly higher, like 40 minutes. Is there fewer VSOs that are helping veterans, or do we have a shortage somewhere?
We do have a shortage, but I don't think that's an impact really on the wait times, as most of you may have already experienced yourself personally. The VA is very complicated in this process. We've had some changes in law, plus, you know, decisions that come in and make a lot of it takes a lot more time for a veteran service office. So, you know, statistically by the numbers, you know, we're talking down by 20, which is not bad having, you know, currently 4 accredited service officers. And as you know, you can't really do this work at the VA unless you're actually accredited to represent the board.
And then Leva, last meeting, he spoke about, or I think it was Ms. Proppen, spoke about how there's 3 open positions, right?
Yeah.
You still have 3?
Yes, be here.
You can give
them a staff. Yes. So we're actively recruiting for those positions. Again, as a process goes, through the interview process is one aspect of it. Again, those three vacancies won't necessarily be up and running until they're actually accredited. So they'll be learning the law as it's supposed to be applied to be able to appropriately advocate for veterans and their families so that they can attain those benefits more quickly.
Do you have any in the pipeline that are currently going through the training?
Not currently. I was the last person to actually finish my accreditation back in February, so we don't currently. Until we actually have someone hired in the position, we won't necessarily be able to go through the accreditation process. And really, that's about 6 months before they actually be appointed to
your Laguna Hills office. Is that, that's a satellite office, is that like one day a week, or is that, is your person there?
It's one day a month.
One day a month?
Yes.
What day is that, you know, offhand?
Laguna Hills is the second Tuesday of the month.
Of the month.
The meeting date.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I'm closer to Los Alamitos.
No,
what day is that open?
Los Alamitos is the third Thursday.
And we get
and
a lot of
Saddleback is the second Wednesday. I'm sorry, the second Wednesday.
But I will add on the Los Alamitos site, because I'm there and they use my classroom, there's a wait list of 2 months out. But you can call and get an appointment, and then you can get in instead of going and waiting at the office. So it really is
for 90 minutes or 94 minutes.
Correct.
Local.
Yeah, if you're local. Yep, so you don't have to. Okay. Call and make an appointment. Okay. 3-1 stop. Right.
Thank
there
you.
In Los Alamitos.
Because I've already had people ask.
Yep.
Chair, please, I have a question.
Yeah. Where's the question?
I got it, Mr. Gears.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Any other questions? Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Next up is Kevin Alexander, HCH Service Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Council. This past month has been a busy month for mostly for vets and our General Services Veterans Programs. We saw about 230 veterans over the past month for behavioral health services, clinical services, and outreach out in our community. We've been going out to, we've been having more of a presence out in our homeless shelters. We were actually able to get out to the Armory this month, which has been fantastic, so we're building that relationship there, making sure we can serve as many of our homeless veterans as we possibly can, and reach those that are in. Unfortunately, this past month, we found out that there was another veteran in our community, another homeless veteran, and we lost to suicide, so that was very disappointing, but that's our motivation, is to get out there and make sure we're connecting with these individuals, so that doesn't happen.
Which city was it?
Let's see. Our numbers have been a little lower this month. I have one retiring clinician. I have one clinician that is out on military leave for a few weeks. He should be back next week. So we're looking forward to having him come back so he can serve more veterans. Other than that, it's business as usual. Therapy, outreach in the community is really touching as many veterans as we possibly can and make sure we serve everyone we possibly can.
Questions? Any audience questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 230, huh? That's a lot. Okay, Mr. Ben Gales, Cal Vet. Link us up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've run through a few different things. First, to pick up on a point made by Commissioner Wickersham, I think it is a new era of VA collaboration. We are starting to see the VA come to a lot more meetings. Rich Beam is a big part of that. It's not just Rich. There's a physician, Dustin Hollowell. He's a community coordinated entry system coordinator. I think that actually is the title, a little odd, just to work for him. He's involved in leading up by nameless process, where we're getting all our homeless veterans on one list, coordinating with service providers to make the best possible housing placement that we can. So I think that's a great development with the VA, and I think more good stuff to come with that. system and suicide. It's a nationwide effort. The America's Ware Partnership in Orange County is one of 14 sites. If we want to credit Denton now, our head attorney center for his leadership, it's an effort in Orange County that's really run through Tierney. Denton's been a big part of that. So I think that'll be a venue for Denton, Chase, and Richie as well to present at the summit. So Orange County will kind of be front and center at that event. You know, I want to know the Denton Housing Fund. That's very exciting.
It's not the Disney Housing Fund. Okay. Disney gave $5 million to the Housing Trust. Yeah, so their whole purpose was to donate some money to the Housing Trust for help in Anaheim, okay, in that area, Anaheim. And it's part of the big Housing Trust that came through because of the money that came back, that came down from Sacramento. And now they're trying to get the Business Council and a few other groups to help put money into the trust. But they kind of jump-started or kick-started. Okay.
One observation I just wanted to make on that is that you know, it is an exciting time. We're building a lot of new housing. There is money out there, you know, for building new housing. I think sometimes the money isn't especially there for service providers. You know, for example, Denton, I believe that you're going to be supporting the Santa Ana Veterans Village on the house. Right. You're not getting any money for that. So we're stretching service providers pretty thin. We're investing huge amounts of money in housing, and I think we want to be thinking about our service providers too. And the burdens they already have to do what they're doing, hopefully identify money to support them. We had a meeting on student veteran housing at the Tierney Center of the Collaborative Housing Committee, both on student veteran housing. I was involved in helping to organize that. And you know, I expect we invited VRCs. We had Cal State Fullerton there, we had Cypress College there, we had a couple of them escaping me right now, Coastline College was there. And I was expecting thoughts on, student veteran homelessness is a real problem. I'm expecting thoughts on building new facilities, rapid rehousing money. Actually, what the VRC spoke of, first thing he said was we need to help our student veterans learn how to manage their money. And so I think we got to remember sometimes there are these kind of life skills. You know, we're very focused on, you know, things like housing and, you know, mental health and stuff. But there's a lot of life skills that are very important to helping our veterans. Employment, our collaborative employment committee is going to be reintroducing the Career Pathways series. So that's not gone. There's going to be an event in April and May on IT, one in the summer, I think in July, on law enforcement, and another. Later. Our Children and Families Committee is organizing the Month of the Military Child event at the JFPD. That's going to be in late April. So that's something to look for. We'll get the date out on that. One thing I wanted to note from my past, which is doing a lot of legal work for veterans, especially in the criminal justice side, California Penal Code 1170.9 is the statute, like one of the two statutes that governs alternative sentencing for veterans. So if you're beyond a some type of crime due to mental health issue, you can get into treatment instead of jail or prison. Actually, just passed into California law this year that statute can now be used retroactively. So if there's a veteran that's incarcerated and it's discovered that they weren't in their hearing, they weren't given a consideration for mental health, that they can actually be resentenced. So that's quite remarkable. So I thought it's good for people to know that. Yeah.
What? Bill was at?
Yeah, so it's Penal Code Section 1170.9. I don't know the name of the bill that led to that change, but there's a new addition to that Penal Code section that allows for retroactive administration. And then finally, I just want to note, you know, we're at the American Legion. I think that some organizations like the American Legion, VFW, are very important in doing outreach to veterans. There's a lot we have in Orange County to help serve veterans. But if veterans don't know about it or don't have motivation to go, it doesn't do a lot of good. And so I think that this is very important that this is here. And you know, I think hopefully over time we'll see more integration between service providers and places like this. Thank you.
Any other questions? I've got a couple right there. Okay, go ahead.
I at the student conference meeting, did you include you guys got some of that meeting?
I don't think that they're there.
I would encourage you to reach out to US Vets in the future. Be more specific about US Vets.
the big parking spot right next door.
Any other moving questions? Communications report. Council member.
Don't have quite a lot. I do want to report that the year in review is in final edit. The chairman and I are working on it feverishly. We had hoped to have it ready, that we could have an electronic or a printed version of some sort to give out at this meeting, but it'll be next, if not before the special meeting. Working with the chairman to kind of finish everything out. The events list has been published on the website, thanks to Veronica and her, and I thank you last meeting and this one as well. She takes the event list and puts it on the website as soon as she receives it from me, Chase. And then we add as we go through. There's a couple of additions I send in as well. And that can be found at veterans.ocgov.com. And I refer everybody to the website for those events. And then you mentioned the Facebook, but the Facebook page is up and running. And I think that's it, unless I have any questions.
What's the web page again?
Veterans.ocgov.com.
Yeah.
I did, different from communications, I want to relate to both of you how important that I need to get connected to you, but all of us need to stay in touch with you, because I was surprised in my leadership class on Monday night that one of my students started talking about being homeless, and I didn't even know that. And then one of my new students said I'd been working to get approved. He had just bought a computer, and he had said, I'm homeless too, and started writing down all the references that this other student was saying. So education is a good answer for them, and so I want to partner with you, and I wrote down to reach out to you and get smarter on it, because I'm fairly new to the council and new to the homeless situation. But they're coming to the base because they feel comfortable, and I've got them at the base, and I can get them to those services. So.
And we
thank
can
you.
Come to you.
Yeah, great.
As long as we're in Orange County, I can send special gear into the community to support you on site.
Yep, and we had a great conversation, so I'll be reaching out to you, Kevin. So.
I think that's
and the student housing.
I think that's the answer. I think attorneys are the same situation. They had a great outreach team. I think those two are your answers.
Yep. What? Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
Okay, next up is Chase again with the events committee.
Well, there's a sheet in front of you on the events that is complete except for two events that came up with just prior to the meeting. Just to bang through a couple of these, Cypress College is doing their VCR groundbreaking on the 15th. Association of U.S. Army is doing their bowling fundraising on the 16th. There's another event at the VA, Long Beach. Veteran home buying orientation. One that's a little bit different that came up at the Joint Forces Training Base Military Affairs meeting was the Coast Guard's commissioning in Cutter in San Pedro on 321. But you have to get base access, and there's a contact name there that if you're interested in going to a commissioning in Cutter. Suicide prevention training that's going to be conducted at Center on the 21st, Veteran Business Network, which continues to grow. They had their last monthly meeting at American Legion 291 with a huge crowd, probably the largest group they've ever had on a monthly meeting. So they're having their next meeting in March at Romano's Macaroni Grill in Huntington Beach at 6 p.m. Registration is available. Anyway, there's a number of other things on here. I would like to mention Vietnam Welcome Home Party, American Legion 291 Newport Beach on 4-6, if you're a member of the American Legion. They already have 300 reservations for that, which is kind of amazing. That would be one of the largest veteran events in Orange County if they get 300 to 400 people. We don't get better events like that of that size. And then also the Freedom Committee of Orange County, which meets in Costa Mesa, is hosting the Vietnam Wall That Heals in Costa Mesa at the Valerie Park. That's a full replica of the Vietnam Wall with the 58,000 names of the veterans that made the ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War. That's an event that actually is over 4 days with an education center. It's manned 24 hours a day. And it's very impressive if you've never seen that traveling wall. So that'll be April 11th to the 14th. I think Ben mentioned the military child, monthly military child celebration during Forces Training Base. That's on April 27th from 10 to 1. And there's an AMVET SoCal golf tournament on May 10th. And that's all I have.
Can I follow up on your the Vietnam Wall event has the band and like a ceremony on the 13th and a flyover on the 14th of helicopters to simulate some of the things that they had to experience. So both of those days on the weekend are real important.
Unfortunately, they're not Hueys.
Yeah, they're Blackhawks.
They're Blackhawks.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that.
But they whoop whoop, right?
We decorate loud.
Won't sound the same.
Okay, moving right along to council comments. Start out the other end down there. Mr. Mario?
This time?
Nothing.
I have a thing that I got in contact with. It is the North, oh, here it is. North Orange County Vet Center. It's in Garden Grove on the 29th, which is the National Veterans of the Vietnam War Day is having a barbecue at Haster Park celebrating all the Vietnam veterans. And all the families are welcome. It's from 11:30 to 1:30. And I have flyers here.
Okay. Make sure you,
yeah, I'm going to make sure she says what's going to happen. And also, I had, oh.
No, you're next. You're on the list.
Who's on the list?
You're next.
Also, I have, I've been, Lou Correa's office was here, but I talked to Christine Lee, who used to work, I guess, at his office. She's on the planning commission with me at the city. And I highly recommend his thing on the 29th at Anaheim High School. It's a pinning for Vietnam veterans. I think it's the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. I think Vietnam veterans should be acknowledged for what they went through. I'm from that generation, so.
What time is it?
The Lou Correa's thing is at 4 to 6 p.m.
At Anaheim High.
Here's a flyer. I had a whole bunch of flyers.
It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the 29th, that's Friday. And also on the 29th is this barbecue that's to acknowledge and welcome home Vietnam veterans. So you could go to one thing, 11 to 1:30, have a barbecue, and then show up at 4 to 6. That's all I have. Thank you.
Register for that event online, too.
Yes, you can. You need to register for Congressman Correa's thing, so he knows how many pins to have and all that kind of stuff.
And by the way, I know that Carl was going to say this, so I'm going to say it for him. If you go to these events, use your high definition, high resolution pictures and take a bunch and send it to Carl so he can have them.
Yep.
Okay. When I say high resolution, it doesn't need to be 35. It's got to be at least 1.5 or better megabytes. Okay, so it prints.
What's your email, Carl?
Our Camp David, OURCAMP,
if people get mail,
DAVID at ATT.net.
Our
Camp David at ATT.net.
Did you work at Camp David?
Went there, yeah.
Really?
On the
I used to go there.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, you got any comments?
I do. The charity for veterans called Patriots in Paws is having their annual fundraiser golf tournament May 6th at Tustin Golf Course.
Oh, yeah.
Shotgun start at 9 a.m. For information, go to Patriots and Paws, spell out and Paws, golf.com. We're looking for golfers and sponsors. I used to be on their board. I'm no longer on their board, but I do support them.
Yes, you do.
That's awesome.
Okay. That's it. Chase?
I'm going to mention the government relations working group, the collaborative. We had a meeting with many of the staff members of the various elected officials in our legislative delegation and also other elected officials from the county. And at that meeting, we distributed a list of priorities, 10 priorities, for the legislator offices to understand what the veterans are interested in for Orange County veterans in 2019. I'd like to propose an agenda item in the future in order to have the council vote on and consent to the list of priorities that the collaborative came up with as a result of that meeting. And if it's appropriate, I'd like to distribute the list of 10 priorities so that we could review it prior to the meeting.
Fine.
That makes sense?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If we get it out, maybe we can have them vote on it at the special meeting. Okay.
And that's all I have.
Mr. Richards?
Sir. I'm new to the committee. I'm still learning what the expectations are and just what my involvements are going to be. Because of this, I'm paying a lot more attention to veterans and things in the news and stuff like that. Quite a bit. I have a few things I want to show. One of them is covered on Facebook. If you declare bankruptcy as a veteran, they can take and go after disability payments. There are two senators in D.C. that have proposed legislation to protect that disability. So that's coming. I was in Florida here recently, and I went into Glory Day's hamburger place, and this was on the little table by the door. This is a place called Veterans Alternative, and they're located out of Tampa, so their campus here, so no active or veterans. With PTSD and other issues, I will take them on campus, room and board, all expenses paid, including transportation. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of this. I can make it available. I only have one copy that can scan it in color and send it to whoever. But it could be a very good resource. I don't think it's just to Florida veterans, it's probably statewide. So I thought this was kind of cool. So we'll share that. I just want to let you know the kids in our church, they go to the Veterans Hospital every second Thursday of the month and we help them with their mingle. And so that's open to everybody. It starts about 6:30 every second Thursday at the Veterans Hospital. Way on the north side, there's kind of a mess hall back there, and we assist them with their mingle. I recently joined the Elks Club, and I will be contacting their veteran person there and see what we can do to help. The garden group. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday night they have a marvelous prime rib dinner. So I can always get you there. It's only $14, so that's not bad. And then the last thing I'd like to share, I had lunch today with some of my friends I haven't seen for a while. And I mentioned the fact that I'm a member of this organization, this council. And one of them shared that there's a church at Westminster Netherlands that once a month they have a veterans. I'm going to get the information and share it with you. So I'm here.
Welcome. Great ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's our Facebook page.
Okay, just a couple items for me. Again, one more time, if you got any events, make sure you get into Chase this week so we can get that list together. All right, so we can call, so that way I can put together the meeting. All right, you got that? There we'll get back to you with the date and time of the special meeting. And let's see, as Mr. Ben here said, April the 7th through the 10th will be the CalVet Leadership Summit down in San Diego, Mission Bay. So it starts on Sunday. So I'm just going to run through that week. The other thing is, before that, in March, I believe it's the 21st or 28th. I'll put it up on the website. But the California Community College Veterans Summit will be in Monterey. So that's just their 7th anniversary. So and one of the hosts, one of the sponsors is Columbia. How about that, sir? Yeah. So I'll bring that to your attention. The other thing is I changed the meeting with LA from April until September, because all of us will probably be down in San Diego. Some of us will be in Houston for the Advisory Council of Minority Veterans piece, but a lot of us will be there, so, and some of the LA people will be there, so it may be just a little difficult for us to do it, but I'll come back with who's going to host the meeting for April here, and we schedule it, and I'll get back to you to put this on your calendar, sir. That we're going to do the Long Beach VA LA thing down in September. And with that, if there's nothing else to come before the group, nothing.
I'm just waiting for that bomb to drop.
Oh, man, you didn't say that. Okay. Okay. Meeting's adjourned.
I've been looking at that all
day. Man, I didn't see it at all.
So what's up? Are you going to be okay?
I'm quite sure.
Okay.
I'm quite sure.
Not a good word.
I don't know what that's saying.